Kamala Harris's latest job, campaign across the country to recruit minority voters to Democrat Party. By Penny Starr on October 7, 2021. Despite her failure in addressing the root causes behind thousands of illegal aliens streaming into the United States over the southern border and random road trips to support President Joe Biden's struggling infrastructure bills, Vice President Kamala Harris's latest assignment is to hit the midterm election campaign trail to recruit Latino, Black, and young people to the Democrat Party. For the Democratic Party, it's the number one need. Period. Amanda Renteria, who was the national political director for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, said in a McClatchy report. You have got to get out these voters that don't generally come out in a midterm election. As we head into 2022, Vice President Harris will continue to be an invaluable asset to Democrats up and down the ballot, DNC Deputy Communications Director Ofiri Haskell said in a statement. Vice President Harris will play a key role as the DNC continues to fight to expand our majorities and fire up our grassroots supporters, including women, young people, and Black and brown communities. An anonymous source added that suburban moms need to be added to the recruitment list. We have to be able to turn out women in this election, an unnamed Democrat source told McClatchy. And let's be clear, when we're talking about women, and the suburban moms that everybody likes to talk about, suburban moms are older millennials at this point, the person said. Increasingly the suburbs are more diverse. So we are also intrinsically, yes, talking about women of color and young people, the source said. McClatchy reported. Sources familiar with the planning said she is likely to do more events for Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe's pathway to victory in Virginia is through Black communities in the central and southeastern areas of the state that encompass Hampton Roads and Richmond. Harris visited the state twice last month, traveling to Hampton University, a historically Black college, and appearing at a fundraiser in Northern Virginia for McAuliffe days later. The outcome of the off-year election will provide insight into potential vulnerabilities for both political parties in next year's midterms. Virginia is viewed as more of a bellwether for the midterms than California, where Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom handily won his recall election last month, or New Jersey, where Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is seeking re-election this year. Biden easily won all three states in 2020, but the race in Virginia was tighter. He beat Trump in the state by 10 points compared to the nearly 30-point victory he had in California, a reliably Democratic state that Harris represented in the Senate. Harris is also set to visit Montclair and Newark in New Jersey on Friday for what the White House has billed as official events. In a recent Gallup poll, Democrats gave Harris a 92% approval rating and Harris was more popular than Biden in the September survey taken after the disastrous U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. She could not be any more popular with the Democratic base voters. Fernand Amandi, a Democratic strategist and president of the polling firm Ben Dixon and Amandi International, said. But the challenge is, if she has aspirations for national office in the future, she's got to be careful that she is not defined as a polarizing figure, which is really what happened to Hillary Clinton. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.